Come on, Wayne Pond. Tell me, what is the word this morning? What you got for us, big guy?
Let's hear that lovely theme song once again. Hey, Ron, I have to commend you for your exquisite commentary on Mrs. Robinson and The Graduate. I'm a little older than you are, but I identify with what you said. Wonderful words.
Fantastic, man. Well, hey, you know, that movie had a huge impact on me. I don't know about you, but it was a really good one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yep.
Exactly. It was, and that rendition of Mrs. Robinson, like watching the movie in fast forward mode.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, guys, let's do it. The word of the day. We have a new year, so let's talk about new words. How about palm? No, wait, not palm face, but face palm.
Oh,
face palm.
I'm doing one now. That's ironic.
That palm face.
Face palm is hyphenated. FACE-PALM. It pretty much means what it implies. To cover your face with your hand is an expression of embarrassment or chagrin.
Yeah, I get
it. We can avoid that in the new year.
Nikki does that all the time.
Oh.
When I'm talking, usually.
We can't see her.
That's the beauty of radio.
It is indeed. It is indeed. All right, guys. Well, there's a new expression for the new millennium. Happy word of the day, and I will talk to you in the morning.
Oh, we hope so.
Yeah.
You have a good New Year's Eve celebration?
Nice and quiet. Went down and annoyed the neighbors a little bit.
Uh-huh.
We had a neighborhood annoyance fest, and everybody came home and went to bed early.
Oh, okay. Well, that's appropriate.
An annoyance fest. What was the party holder going, get off my lawn?
It was
not
Wayne
quite.
Actually saying that.
Oh, okay. Just kind of curious
not quite,
how that goes.
Not quite that close. Yeah. Well, things in Farrington Village are kind of quiet when it comes to celebrations.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
It's all very subtle and discreet. And
yeah.
Understanding.
Happy New Year, guys. Talk to you in the morning.